Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
And here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Oh, I was joking! Don't you know it's a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Chidoos, and always next to me, this debonair motherfucker right here.
All times.
And we're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you, just a little bit. Crazy shit going on in the world, man. Russia's in the Crimea. He's telling Obama to cry me a river. Putin's getting froggy. There's 116-year-old ladies in Japan. 116.
What's with that?
Well, I'll tell you what's with it. She's fucking old. That lady's like
16 years.
Born in 1898. Okay, this lady's still kicking. She's Guinness Book of World Records oldest living person right now. And in Japan, they're like the longest living on the planet right now. They actually have like 54,000 centenarians living in Japan right now.
That's crazy.
Just 54,000 at least 100-year-old people. I mean, I stress the term living, okay? Because I don't know how much real living they're actually doing.
You know, when they were getting that number, like, what criteria did they have to fall under? The breathing, check.
Right.
Well, is it aided?
Well, remember the caption underneath the picture? It says, she was sort of glad to be 116.
That's true.
And you just look at her, and you can barely even see her eyes because her skin has just, like, folded over them. And she's already Japanese, so she's got tiny eyes to begin with. They just look like slits, dude. They just look like little gashes in her blob flesh. And she's got these blue veins running through her forehead and, like, liver spots. This lady looks like the globe, like, with all the continents of liver spots just all over her.
Yeah, well, she's 116 years old.
Yeah, fuck that. Kill me. Just kill me. She lived in a nursing home. I mean, she seemed like she was, you know, hip to the program, they say, you know? But at the same time, nah, dude.
Maybe if you got nanos.
Maybe if you got nanos?
Nanos.
Well, like nanos, like, that'll just keep, like, repairing your body and stuff?
Yeah, kind of like in Futurama. Those worms from the egg salad sandwich.
Oh, right. I remember those guys. Yeah, but that's, I don't know, man. Like, if you had nanos and you were, like, you know, with the program and your body was good, okay, I could do that. Like, if I looked good at 116, like, if I look like Dr. Chakwas from Mass Effect, like, if I look that good at that, like, because she's like, what, 60 or 70 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
And she looks like she's 40. You know, that's...
Yeah.
If you could live like she that at 116, is. Then that's fine. They actually just found this new genetic technique. I think they got it from, like, I want to say slugs or something like that. And they injected it into mice, and it prolonged their lifespan like to 500 years. Yeah.
500 literal years?
Well, like 500 literal years for us. Like, if they did it to us, it would be a magnitude of 500 years.
Okay.
It expanded their life five times its original lifespan. So if it could do that, we're going to keep regenerating cells. We're going to keep looking good. We're not going to be, you know... So that's promising. We're very close. We're on the cusp of not having to die.
Very, very close.
Very close. To being able to choose whether or not you want to die. I just have a bad feeling that only super rich people are going to be able to afford this thing.
That's how it goes.
So I'm going to start robbing. I'm going to go into grand larceny. Well, I mean, actually, you know what? No, I mean... With my retirement from my job, you know, and stock and things like that, I could probably afford the procedure. And then
At least the low-end model.
Right, you know? Maybe not 500 years. Maybe, like, 300 years. I'd still do that. Because in 300 years, what are they going to have that's going to be able to keep you alive even better than that? You know what I'm saying? There's going to be so many more options.
Yeah. And in that time, if you spend your time well, like, you could afford it.
What do you look forward to at 116 when you're like that lady, you know? Like, when does taking a shit become an achievement? Like, when does... At what point do you resort to the fact to like toddler status where you have that little plastic shitter in your
around the same time you need rails,
you know,
just to hold yourself up.
At what point in time are you just a burden on the living? Like, just like there's no you serve no purpose. Like, this lady's 116. She doesn't do anything. She sits there and watches TV and, like, sleeps most of the day.
I would imagine it's not long after you're officially announced a menace to the road and you have your license revoked.
Yeah, but they don't do that enough, man. Like, these
No, they really, really don't.
They let these old people slide, bro, and I just see it all the time, especially where we live, man. I just see it all the time. These people don't know what they're doing anymore. Their reaction times are slow. They shouldn't be driving a car.
Situational awareness
is zero, dude.
Zero.
And they know where that horn is, though.
Oh, yeah, they'll find that quick.
They fucking know where that horn is. Yeah. When it was their fault.
Blow it out, sure.
Like, they go across an intersection and there's a pile up right afterwards because they ran the light. People are blowing their horns.
Well, they should have been watching.
I drive a town car. I paid good money to not have to stop for the likes of you. Yeah, well, not like a town car is like shit, but man, it blends in, man. You don't get pulled over, man. You don't get pulled over when you drive an old man car.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's like camouflage, man. You're just cruising right along. They don't even look to see if you're speeding. They're just like, oh, here comes an old guy. I don't like to disappoint them. Because sometimes I'll drive by a cop and he'll be out there with his radar gun and I'll be going just enough so he won't pull me over and he's not even looking at me, but then he looks as I drive by and he sees it's a young guy in the Buick and he's like, "Oh, I could have had that guy." Sorry, Chet.
Ain't not getting today.
Me. Hell no, man. Screw that guy. So, but being 116... Fuck, man. Like, I just... Kill me. I'm serious when I say, like, somebody come in the middle of the night, okay, and just, you know, slip a little syringe into my IV or something like that and just send me on my merry way. 116, world record, good. Let me go. It's time to go. She's outlived some of her children. 2 out of 3 of her children, though, are alive, and they're 90 years old. So... She had them like when she was like 26. And they're.
And she's old as dirt, and they're old as dirt. And
they've got like probably great grandkids of their own at 90. You know how many generations of that family still alive? They were a whole century ago. She literally left. She left the 19th century, went to the 20th century, and then the 21st century. How many people can you say have done something like that? That is insane.
Her and probably like a handful of others.
Yeah. Just very...
In Japan.
In Japan, apparently. They live a long time in Japan. I wonder if it's the panty sniffing. Do you think it's the panty sniffing?
It could be.
Dude, when I first found out about the...
Or the fried egg on everything.
When we fried egg rice, we got fried egg this. Dude, I do love some egg foo young. But that's all Chinese, man. That's not Japanese.
I didn't say that.
Oh, we said fried egg over everything.
Yeah, they put fried eggs on everything.
The Japanese?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Apparently you can get burgers and they got fried eggs on that.
Well, fried eggs are good on a burger, dog. You can have
hell
a breakfast burger.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, they said her favorite food was sashimi, which is raw fish, like the old lady. She's like, I have to ingest life that has just passed so I can eat some of its essence. She's like, if it's been prepared,
this is why
it's no good.
I am 116 years old and able to have a conversation with you.
I suck the life out of living things. Or just recently living, anyway. Oh, man. Can you imagine? Like, somebody went fishing and whatever like that at the nursing home, and they got a fish sitting on a little thing, and they're going to, like, you know, take it out and fillet it and whatever like that. And she comes rolling up in her little electric car, and she sees it, and she goes, oh, that smells so good. And she comes up, and she just goes, what? And starts, like, eating the shit out of it, tearing into
like
it.
Like it's corn on the cob.
Yeah, man, just like... from one end to the other, and the guy comes running out. He's like, oh, shit, my fish. And she's like, yes, I can taste the sweetest essence of life flowing into my body. All bow before my power. And then she shits herself, and everybody goes back to their rooms.
Wait, but first she's got to finish the fish off like Heathcliff.
Oh, where she takes the whole thing in and then pulls it out by the tail.
And then she tosses it, and then she goes... bow before, whatever. And then she has her bowel movement.
Yeah. You will rule the day you crossed me, son. She's not Japanese anymore.
That's fine. That's fine. She forgot.
She's like, you rule the day you crossed me.
Still not Japanese.
Yeah, no, it's Chinese. Well, it doesn't matter. There's some kind of knees. There go all the listeners over there. You all are some kind of knees. Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, all y'all. They are. Like, think about it, though. Like, why did they give them those eases at the end? Like, where did that come from? They all got eases. That's probably a valid question. Like linguistically, where the hell did they come up with the eases at the end? Like, they're all, like, Vietnamese. Like, it's like an Asian thing. The only ones that are breaking that up are the Koreans. What's up, Korea? Think about it.
Well, how would you apply ease to that? Korees.
Well, what I'm saying is...
Korea ease.
Well, like, no, but like when everybody was coming up with the ease names, Korea was like, nah, fuck that shit.
They really liked the name Korea. They didn't want to get rid of that. So they were like, well, just...
They probably didn't even have Korea, is what I'm saying. Everybody was coming up with their names, right? It's like all at the same time. Right? So like, because no, think about it. This it kind of had to happen a little bit like that because the eases had to come from somewhere culturally, so it had to split, right? So originally, it'd be the Chinese because they moved off the mainland, and that's how they got to Japan and all those little island places. So those guys used to be Chinese way, 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 way back in the day before China was China. But then they migrated to the islands and eventually became their own peoples. I know there was a lot of shit right there. But.
So what was this place called before, you know, they all split off? Was it just Ease? Like,
no, it wasn't no fucking Ease, man. I'm saying, like, it was just the place. I don't know. This was before they had those names.
Easeland?
Shit, I don't know what happened before Indochina, son. I'm just saying they had these things. So they came up with the names. So Korea's got to be coming up with their name. All the Eases are coming up with their names. And they're like, oh, we're going to be the Chinese. All right, we're the Japanese. Oh, we're the Vietnamese. Fuck y'all, we're Korean. Shit. We're gonna play. Half of us is gonna play StarCraft, the other half is gonna try to find food.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, man. But where'd they come up with, like,
they love them some damn StarCraft.
Dude, you can't even I don't think you can marry a girl unless you beat her dad in StarCraft.
It's a rite of passage.
It is. It's like a religion over there, man. Those kids are crazy about the StarCraft. They're nuts about it. Like, they in these tournaments, dude. There's kids that kill themselves over there if they can't win StarCraft tournaments. Yeah, man. Oh yeah.
They see that as like
as a great failure dishonor, in life. Or? Yeah, if they can't. Yeah, dude. Like, look, Korea takes their video games seriously, like, to a whole nother level. Like, when you go to South Korea, dude, and you're walking down the street, there's, like, fucking statues of video game characters. There's, like, I mean, it's, like, it's part of their culture at a certain level.
Interesting.
And they're very much into video games, man. Very, very much into that shit. And they're good, and they will destroy you at StarCraft. Don't even play StarCraft unless you're Asian, in fact. Like, it's just, you're wasting your time. Like, supreme at it, man. You're never going to beat an Asian kid in StarCraft.
Do any of them play chess, though?
I would assume a good number. I bet if you polled them, I assume a good number would play chess.
Okay.
Chess. Not chests. I'm assuming they play chests. You know. After they do their buys and tries.
Do their chest.
Yeah. Gotta get your upper dorsum is pumped. Like, you're damn right I'd take HGH. I don't compete. Not in athletic things, anyway.
If it burns, it's working.
But I compete in flexing, bro. Are you flexing? Good at it. You flexing right now? I'm so torqued. Dude, oh, listen, they've got this arm wrestling show now called,
I don't recall what it was called.
Something Guns. Anyways, it's like over the top, dude.
Over the top, yeah, it's pretty much.
It's basically like a reality show over the top. I want, like, Sylvester Stallone to come on. I do want him to come on. Be like, hey, guys, look, you got them guns, you know? But you know, you're going to learn a little arm wrestling. Yeah, yeah, let's see what's done. I'm going to arm wrestle the alien for the fate of the universe, you know? You ever seen that? Over the top, too? Way over?
Yeah. Way more over.
Way more over. Oh, man. Okay, so we got another crazy What the Florida news update, man. This Florida never ceases to amaze me.
Ever.
In the craziness, but... here we go.
Breaking news coming to you live with your What the Florida News team. It's Jesse Shadoos and Kamal Altash.
I'm Jesse Shadoos, and this
is Kamal Altash.
What's going on in the news today, Kamal?
A Tampa man was arrested early Wednesday, accused of committing a sex act with a pit bull in his yard as shocked neighbors pleaded with him to stop.
Wow, that is pretty shocking. Holy shit.
Yeah. I'll say. Bernard Marcinek, if I butchered that, well, fuck him.
Yeah, who cares? This guy fucked a dog. Like, he's not getting any special treatment.
Oh, wow, they have his address on here.
They posted the man's address? Well, he won't be there anyway, so it's not like you could go there and fuck with him.
He faces charges of aggravated animal cruelty, two counts of being a felon in possession of a firearm, all felonies, and a misdemeanor count of sexual activity involving animals.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck is going on with Florida.
Why?
and the animal fucking. Like,
are you doing it?
Like, we're like the new Alabama. What the hell is going on here?
And this guy looks like he's got to be on something.
Dude, this guy's eyes are bugging. I'm going to put this on the Facebook page. Also, I'm going to tweet this. This guy looks ridiculous, man. His eyes are bugged out. Looks like he's tweaking hard. And he didn't just,
you
like...
You look at him and you wouldn't put it past him.
No, like, I would look at him and I wouldn't put a lot of things past that guy, okay?
Including myself. I wouldn't walk past him. I would see him and I would turn the other way.
That guy is just... He's just really fucking weird looking, dude. Like, he's... Like, you look at him and you don't go, that guy's sane. Like, he just looks like a fucking crazy person. But can you imagine that scene? Can you imagine you walk outside, you're going to get in your car, and you're like, what's all that noise over there at the Johnsons? Holy shit, he's fucking a dog! And this guy's just, like, on the lawn.
Apparently his neighbors were yelling at him for him to stop, and he just ignored him.
It's on the lawn. He's got the doggone sprinklers on, and he's just out there naked, fucking the dog, getting hit by the water, like, and he's like, what? You guys don't do this?
He's like, you like the form? I learned it from his instructional video.
He's like, I'm on crystal meth. He goes... He's like, this is the greatest drug in the world. He's like, you'll be surprised what you'll do. You'll find that inner you, that darker self, and you'll enjoy it. You'd be surprised how far down the rabbit hole goes, my friend.
You may not always like it, but you'll always find it.
Oh, man. Like, at what point do you go, well, it's either this or I jack off again, and go, okay. Pitbull it is. And, like, of all the dogs that try to fuck, this guy fucks a pitbull?
Well, apparently he had a few of them, and they were all taken...
Oh, he had a stable. He rotated.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know.
He gave each dog a little loving.
They're still telling how often he did it. Could have been the first time he did it. Even still, that doesn't make it any better.
I don't know if it was the first time. Like, is your first time fucking a dog really out where your neighbors could see it? You know what I mean? Like, You kind of want to work your work your way up to that. You know,
baby steps
to getting out there, putting on a show for your neighbors.
I'm here to fight for my right as a dog diddler.
I'm a dog enthusiast. I love these animals, and nobody can tell me I don't, because I really love these animals. And, like, and once again, they don't tell
really
me, right.
Love these animals. Every last one.
I mean, because you got. I mean, look, you got to have a lot of courage to be an exhibitionist. But to be an exhibitionist with a pit bull, it takes one thing, kids: crystal meth.
And you got to establish dominance.
Does this guy live?
You're in for a bad time. Yeah.
Does this guy live in Summerfield?
No, Tampa.
Oh, he lives in Tampa. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well. There's probably about 5 pit bulls that ain't busted a nut in a week.
8 of them. 8 large pit bulls.
That 8 large pit bulls.
8 grown pit bulls. That's out of control.
Well, we know another guy that diddles dogs. He's also from Florida. And we talked about him like about a couple months ago in one of our podcasts. And his name's Joshua Werbicki. Now, Joshua Werbicki molested his dog, and we talked about it. But now Joshua Werbicki has come into a little bit more fame. He's got his own show. And here it is.
No, you have to establish dominance. Damn it. Why won't you listen? I don't know if you'll ever be able to diddle your dog. Hello, my name is Joshua Werbicki. Dog diddler. I diddle dogs. I train people.
Okay, so today I am going to teach you how you can diddle your dog with little to no resistance. First, you need to get him in a submissive state and assert dominance. If you don't establish dominance, they could bite you, and nobody wants that. Let the dog know that sometimes it's not all about them, it's just all about you. They're lucky to come along. Okay, so here we go. And I'm going to go in. And there you go. And now you are free to diddle your dog at your leisure. I am Joshua Werbicki, the dog diddler.
Hello, I am the dog diddler. That Joshua Werbicki guy, man.
He diddles dogs. He trains humans.
What? He does. He's found his calling, ladies and gentlemen. He used to work for Papa John's and delivering pizzas. And now he shows you how to give the salami to your dog.
How to deliver the goods.
Yeah.
Because that's what he knows. Hey.
Hey, you know what? When you find your true calling in life, if you don't do what makes you happy, you're not doing what you should be doing. And this guy, hey, he's got to pay those lawyer bills somehow. Maybe the guy that was banging the pit bulls had taken an old Werbicki class.
Or he ordered the video.
He ordered the video.
Call that.
He's got to be on way late at night on cable access, right?
Hello? He's shown once.
I'm Joshua Werbicki. People are like, some guy's out there late, you know, he's like passed out, and he wakes up all of a sudden, and he goes, an infomercial about diddling your dog. That's right up my alley. You know?
I knew I wasn't alone.
He reaches like 5 people. They just happened to be up that late at night watching cable access.
It was the same guy he called 5 times.
He's like, I want 5 of those DVDs.
Right now.
Can I get Rush?
5 minutes ago.
Can I get Rush delivery? Is anybody going to know I bought these? No, I'll be paying with a prepaid card. Dude, how do you get to that place? It has to be drugs. Or you're just batshit crazy. Like, how do you get to the place where, like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna fuck a dog.
I don't know, man. You're asking the wrong cat.
Like, I can't even, it's something I can't fathom, dude. I can't get there.
It's gotta be the drugs. It's gotta be. I've never done that in particular. I have no desire to.
No, but it just it must change.
You
people.
Look at these people while they're under the influence of it, and what it does to them. Like as just months after they start.
Oh man, it eats your face up, man. It's fucking gross. And, oh, it takes a hold of your soul, dude. That stuff is like.
I have no desire to make those kinds of decisions with my life.
No. I saw this Faces of Meth like video on YouTube where it shows like this really attractive girl, and it shows her through her arrests, and she gets quite a few of them, and it shows her like at 3 months and she still looks pretty good. Then it shows her at like 4 months, and then it was like 8 months. By the time it got to like 2.5 years later, she looked like she was 60 years old, dude. She looked like so. I mean, it literally eats your body, dude. It consumes it. It's fucking disgusting. Like, there's just no way I would ever do anything like that.
That's terrible.
It's just, oh. How could you do that to yourself? And I feel bad for people that lose family members, because this stuff really does take a hold of somebody. Like, they disappear. They're no longer the person that you love. Like, they will steal from you. They will, you know, they will sell their freaking parents into slavery if they could get, like, a hit. You know, it is serious, man. It is a big problem. It's made so easily. These people can make it in, like, a 2-liter soda bottle now. They shake them up. It's called, I forget what the hell kind of meth it's called, but it's just like a mobile lab. They just shake up the 2-liter with the contents, and it makes this crude meth. Yeah, dude, I was watching it on TV. I was just like, holy shit, man. And then they make it, they shake it up, they scrape it out, and they throw the 2-liter bottle out as they're going down the road. I mean, it's just...
What the Florida?
Yeah, it's definitely a Florida problem, I will tell you that. Oh, fucking crystal meth, dog fuckers. It's not looking good, man. It's not looking good.
It can't be a coincidence.
Yeah, crystal meth and dog fucking. Maybe we should do a study. We should just interview.
Study show that 9 out of 10 dog fuckers.
No, let's just no. We inter. What we do is we interview meth heads. We interview meth heads, right? And we ask them a bunch of questions, and then right in the middle of those questions, somewhere where they're not looking for it, we'd be like, "Would you be opposed to fucking a dog?" And then see how many of them actually say yes or no.
Yeah, man, that sounds like a great idea.
But like, a dog's just as good as anything else, I guess. I mean, it's and it's there. I guess I could scratch in his neck. I guess I could, like, you know, yeah, I could do that. You got one? I'll do it right now if you got some smack. Get some crank.
Come on, man.
Get some crank. I'll do it right now. I'll suck your dick.
While I'm fucking the dog.
Come on, just close your eyes. It's like you won't even know. Do it sweet.
Real
and
gentle.
Do it sweet and womanly. He's like, come on, no, man. It's cool. It wouldn't be the first time or anything. Don't you gotta worry about it. He's like picking
That's very reassuring.
He's like picking a scab on his face. No. Buy me 2 rocks, I'll take it straight to the head.
All of it.
See, when you get to a place like that, it's time to stop. Like,
that's a problem.
That is a problem. When, like, and then, like, when that becomes easier and easier to do, where are you then, man? Like, where are you then? Like, when it becomes, like, instead of, like, your fourth option, it's, like, your go-to. Where it's like, man, I don't have any money.
To go to work.
But I'll totally suck your dick right now.
Come on, man. It's cool. It'll be fine.
Like, that's a really dark place, man. I hope nobody has to travel.
Leonardo DiCaprio had to. And Basketball Diaries.
Oh, Basketball Diaries, yeah.
Actually, no, it was for the other guy to suck his dick.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was a weird movie, man. It was a really messed up movie. I liken it to Kids. It's very, just very messed up.
Shh, it's me, Casper. Damn it, Casper.
I'm here to give you AIDS.
What a douchebag.
Come on, Rosario, let's go.
Cut out of shit, that's it.
So I had this idea, man, and we were talking about it yesterday, where we were going to take, like, after Harry Potter, you know, and do a sitcom where it's Harry, Hermione, and Ron. And Harry and Hermione...
And Ginny.
Well, and Ginny, she's got to be a component, yeah, too. I mean, as much as I'd like to leave her out.
Yeah, as would everybody, including Harry in this.
Yes. So basically what it is Harry and Hermione work at the ministry together. And they're having a torrid affair, and every day at lunch they bang each other in the
every day
in the family wizarding room. Right. So then, like, in one
the,
of the
Muggle equivalent of a family restroom.
Correct. And so then, like, one day Ron Weasley shows up to take Hermione out to lunch, and he sees Harry, and he's like, "Oh, hey, Harry. Hey, Ron, what brings you here? Oh, I was gonna go take Hermione to lunch." You don't say. Would you like to join us, Harry? I think I might. They sit down, man, and Harry's like just staring at her across the table, like, "Bitch, you know what day it is? Why the fuck are you gonna invite this guy to lunch?" She's looking at him like, "I didn't invite this motherfucker to lunch. He just showed up." And then, like, the camera pans down, and you see, like, her big toe and little toe is holding the wand, man, and she just starts rotating it in front of his crotch.
Wingardium Leviosa.
And all of a sudden, his zipper just goes down. And you see his robe go up, and it's just like this invisible head gobbling his mouth. And Ron's going on about his job driving the ice cream truck because his life sucks. And he gives out,
"Nobody wants to buy ice lollies anymore."
Yeah. And it's like, Harry's just sitting there trying to keep a straight face. And the head... And the
like
head,
getting some ethereal head.
Right. And then it goes up real, real fast. You see his thing just, like, flapping, and it goes down. And all of a sudden, you just see Harry go buckle real quick.
Oh.
And the ethereal head just sits there.
Swallows it or something.
And then she picks the wand up and his robe flops up because the head's gone. And Ron, when he sees Harry jerk, goes, "Harry, are you all right?" "Yeah, Ron, I'm fine. Just a little bit left over from the Horcrux, you know. Old wound."
Hermione's sitting there smiling.
Yeah. Looking at Ron the whole time.
Very pleased with herself, but not with her situation.
Yeah, man. Imagine one day Harry finally gets up the balls to be like, "I've been fucking your wife, Ron. I've been fucking her all the time. One of your kids is mine, you bloody fool. Did you notice his eyesight sucked? He's got glasses.
And no red hair.
I taught Hermione how to shoot butterbeer from her ass."
Well, you're the one that taught her that.
Blank. "By the way, what time is it, Ron?" "Oh, right. How's my wand taste?" "We were friends, Harry. We're still friends, Ron. But I'm fucking your wife." "Did you really think you were any match for the boy who lived?" "Now I'm the boy who comes."
On the regular.
"Deep inside a green gut, so I was deep inside your wife's twat."
Oh.
Oh. Harry Potter as Andrew Dice Clay.
Wow.
It'd be so messed up, dude. I just want to see that, though. Oh, dude, you know, Emma Watson is getting nude for the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, and every single pervo in the country is like, yay!
Including myself.
Well, me too. I'm not saying, but I feel a little dirty. She's gorgeous. I feel a little dirty, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Why?
Yeah, she's a little young.
Yeah.
I'll get over that real quick, though, once you get naked. Yeah. And also, Ellen Page, man. Ellen Page came out as a lesbian.
I know. Don't remind me.
Oh, man, you're one of those. I talked about this. I was talking to my buddy. I was like, oh, man, you know, like, every freaking nerd guy that had a crush on her is like, damn it, it's always a lesbian.
Well.
And then, like, every nerd girl who's got a crush on her is like, sweet. And I hate these guys who are like, oh, man, you're ruining my chances. What, are you fucking joking? What chances? Come on, be real with yourself, dude. You can't get a girl to fuck you. You're going to get that girl to fuck you? What?
Well,
you're not that, well, you're not that guy.
I'm not that guy, but, I mean, I did have a crush on the girl. Now, you know, well, now it's all for naught.
Yeah, no, it's not really, though, no, man.
Fuck
just
fuck that.
Nah, man.
I'm going to snap my copy of Do No One Half.
Oh, man, bitch. No, dude. Listen, hey.
I don't mean that.
Hey.
I'm just upset.
You can just imagine her with chicks, dude. Now it's a whole nother thing.
Like I didn't before.
Well, yeah, but now you have to imagine her with chicks that look like Ellen.
Now I'm going to have to refer to the movie Super. Every single time.
The movie Super?
Super. Super. You haven't seen it yet?
What's that?
It's on Netflix. Check it out.
What
it's
is
wonderful.
It?
Rainn Wilson, he becomes a superhero of sorts. He doesn't really have superpowers, but he's out on the street busting crime and, like, he's hitting people with wrenches.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the icon for that on Netflix. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hilarious.
Right, so it's kind of like a Kick-Ass
thing. Yeah, sort of. There's a part where she's all, well, she's feeling that tickle down there, and she wants him as his superhero
to bang her.
Alias to bang her.
Right.
Yeah, and it's hot.
Yeah,
it's hot. If I were him, I would have just been like, dude, I'm putting on a mask. Let's do this.
Why? he didn't do it?
No, he didn't.
What kind of guy wouldn't do that?
Rainn Wilson.
That guy's fucking retard. Let me tell you something. Any girl asks you to put on a superhero costume and have sex with her, that's a keeper. At least for a little while.
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously. Like,
well, now she's not a keeper. She's a well, she's a keeper for a lady.
Nah, man, you can think about her however you want
no,
to.
I can't.
Sure, you can. You can be like that ultra masculine guy that thinks like he can turn a lesbian into a straight woman and just be like, "Hey, what's up, Ellen Page?" And she's like, "No, I don't like the dick." And you're like, "Oh, you're gonna like this one. Let me show you." And you whip it out, and she's like, "Oh my god, I'm airing my ways." And she drops down and like wobble, wobble, wobble. Like,
then I'll be arrested.
Why would you be arrested?
Because she doesn't like the dick.
I'm talking about you can still have the fantasy. Like, that you go walking up and just like, hey, I'm pissed. She's like, oh, I don't like guys. Be like, oh, you like this.
Man.
Yeah, I'm a real man. I got 7 hairs on my chest. Come here, bitch. She's like, no, keep that thing away from me. And you're like, nah, man. Here we go. She's like, oh, it's so big.
Sounds kind of rapey, dude.
Yeah, but no.
I don't know, man.
No, but I'm saying. And then she's like, oh, I never thought I could like this. And she's and you're like, yeah, you didn't like it now, though.
And then she moans, so it's okay.
It's horrible. I don't feel that way about lesbians. You guys can like girls all you want to, but
I like them, too. I like chicks, too.
No, the difference is, though, the difference is, there are lesbians out there, right, though. Like, they don't want to turn chicks necessarily into lesbians as much as there's gay dudes out there that definitely look as a straight guy as a challenge. He's like, if I could just get him alone, get him some ecstasy into him, a couple of shots.
Ecstasy and some shots.
Yeah. He's like, that guy's going to be gay. Or at least allow me to be gay.
On him.
On
in
him.
Him.
On him.
With him. Whatever. You know what I mean.
But I mean, there's probably the occasional lesbian that's like, whoa. She's like, I bet I could turn that straight girl gay. And I'm like, yeah, you probably could. Because girls don't really, they go there pretty quick. especially with tequila. I find that if you want to get a girl and her friend to be lesbians for at least for like 45 minutes to an hour, tequila's a good way to start. I'm serious. Every girl I've ever met that drinks tequila starts making out with some other chick, and I'm just telling you, there's something in that doggone shit that makes girls want to get with each other. I don't know what it is. And the shittier the tequila, the more lesbianic they get. So it's like if it's that like shitty fucking like ABC liquor store brand tequila, you could have an orgy with the Golden Girls. Jesus, man.
Yes. Betty White.
Oh, Betty White and Blanche Devereaux.
I'd have to be a page in that diary.
I'd make B. Arthur watch in the corner.
Yeah.
But I'd still bang her mom. Okay. Stopping my mom's shoot, yeah.
You know, she was youngest.
Yeah, she was
cast.
The youngest
That's
one on
crazy.
The. She was the youngest one on the show. I was like,
hey. I think we actually mentioned that.
Yeah,
before.
But like, hey, come here, Stel Getty. Let me take you back to World War II. Come here. You remember this?
Yeah, Mama Mortar.
shove her head down into old Betty White.
You on the bed with your ass out. You don't just sit there looking at it, eat it.
So am I banging you in the ass tonight or what? I don't know, depends. We'll change the name of the show to the Golden Shower Girls. And it's just scene after scene of dudes peeing on the Golden Girls.
It's like a best of montage. It's a weekly feature on squirtinggrays.com.
Oh, shit.
And if that website actually exists...
Oh, it exists.
You're welcome for that plug. I don't know, dude.
If you've thought about it, and it comes to porn, it's on the internet. There's probably a squirtinggranny.com, squirtinggranny.xxx,
.edu,
dualsquirtinggrannies.com, twinsquirtinggrannies,
and a cup. But I think the internet pulled that one down. I don't know.
Yeah, that one's not up anymore. I tried to find it just to see if it was still up, and it wasn't up. You couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it anywhere.
Nah, man.
Not even on the bay.
I don't know. Either they took it down or it was censored. I don't know. But you can't find it anywhere. I mean, not that you want to find it, but it's not there.
Well, I'm glad I saw it when it was up.
Yeah. You know, it was something to see.
Yeah. It brings me closer to being able to say, yeah, I've seen it all.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see it all. There's always going
to
be...
It's nice to think you have.
Nah, man. I like to think I haven't seen shit yet. Like, I want to see, like, really fucked up shit. I don't like to see death stuff, though. Death stuff always, like, I don't like the faces of death. I don't like to see people die. I do like watching people get hurt within a reasonable level. Like, you know, people that are doing stupid stuff. Like, fails. I love fails. Like, I love watching people attempt to do something and just not be good at all at it. Like, parkour people, those are some of the best fails ever. You want to talk about some people that just...
Because they'll fall from a freaking height.
Dude, not only do they fall from heights, but, like, they intentionally do shit to themselves. Like, they try to do these things, like... And I'm just like, oh, if you don't do that right, it's not going to end well for you. And it happens so many times. I see dudes take headers into walls, like, face first into walls. Ugh. Dude, it's like teeth come out, like, they get up and they're smiling, but there's, like, shit hanging out of their mouth, and... I'm just like, yo, man, like, and they don't wear helmets. Like, that's the crazy part. Like, I understand, like, parkour, if you fuck up, you're gonna get hurt no matter what, you know?
Yeah.
But wear a fucking helmet, dude. At least. And shin guards. A helmet and shin guards. fucking. Because you imagine hitting
you
some
shit on a dumpster or something.
Concrete or on a curb. Oh, dude, look, hey, parkour people, safe it up. Seriously.
Only way to do that is to stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Stop parkouring?
Yeah.
No, I love watching it.
Well, that's the only way it's going to be safe.
Well, for those people that want to stop, I want to see people keep doing it. Because the more people do it, the more they've got those videos where they fuck up. I'm not for them being okay. I want to keep seeing these people get hurt. If they stop, I don't get that.
That's true.
That takes a whole part out of my YouTube watching. I literally devote a certain amount of time when I'm watching YouTube to just watching people get hurt.
I'd be lying if I said any different. And I do enjoy watching
people. I love just going into YouTube and typing, watch this. Type in watch this. It's just a list of fucking usually rednecks, man, that just do the craziest shit. I was watching I think it was a Travel Channel, and they had the greatest hillbilly. They called it thrillbilly rides, and this guy literally made a goddamn roller coaster in his backyard, but it was just a U, and the cage that he built onto it with a slider rolled like this, so when you sat in it and it went down, you were rolling as well. And he had 4 flamethrowers that would shoot flames up and towards it as you're rolling through.
That doesn't sound at all safe.
They're not close enough to burn you, but they're close enough to where you could feel the heat and see them. And you're just whoom, whoom, and you're rolling up and down, and then it comes to a stop. But I was just like, the fucking idea that you just went out there and just built this thing in your yard, dude, is just nuts, man. And then one guy built a freaking racetrack for racing boats. Like, he dug it all out, and then he flooded it, and then he just took this little boat around and started going nuts on the track. It was cool stuff, man. Somebody made a human catapult. So they catapult themselves into the lake. It was really cool. It was run by air pressure.
That's cool.
It was neat stuff, man. But, see, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You see something like that. Like, somebody fucks up in that catapult, and they go flying the wrong way, and they just all fucking hit the... See, some of them are hitting the water at weird angles, man.
I like the ones where they're coming down the slide into a kiddie pool.
Yeah.
And they miscalculate. By a lot. As in, they don't touch the kiddie pool at all.
Yeah, they had this fucking redneck toboggan where it was just, this, slide that came down off the roof of the house and then curved up at the end. But there was nothing over there. There was no pillows, no nothing, no nothing, no pool. So people were just going down this thing and flying out into the yard and hoping some guy caught him out there. There was a guy out there that would catch him, and, he didn't catch, anybody. Nobody. who catches people? You're not going to do that. Nope. He just moved out of the way and let him go, bing, and hit the ground, man.
I've been pegged as the official person catcher. Nope. Said nobody.
No, I wouldn't do it. How are you going to catch fucking people, man? This is not going to happen.
No.
If I saw a person flying at me, I'd be like, nope.
You're not being caught. I'm really sorry.
So they're doing another Fantastic Four movie, and I really don't know why, honestly.
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't.
But they got Michael B. Jordan from Chronicle playing the Human Torch.
Okay.
But then they have Kate Mara from House of Cards playing Sue Storm. And Michael B. Jordan's a black guy, and she's white, and they're supposed to be brother and sister. So I don't know how they're doing that. I don't know if it's an adoption thing, or a step, or foster family thing, or I have no, or mixed interracial couple thing. I have no idea how they're doing this. And those are just the facts. I forget who the hell Reed Richards is. It's not even important at this point. I think Kevin James is the thing. I think we talked about that. But. There's no desire. The Fantastic Four, even as a comic book right now, I don't even know how it's still around. Nobody cares about it. I mean, there's maybe a few diehard fans somewhere, but
there's gotta be. For every title, there's at least one person out there that's like, woo!
But there's no new ones though, man. There's no younger people getting on board for the Fantastic Four.
I don't think the past few movies have really brought anybody new.
No, to it. Yeah,
I don't think anybody saw those movies and were like, oh, I love Fantastic Four. I gotta go start getting the comics. And
I don't think one person did that. No. And so I had this idea, man. And you elaborated on it a little bit more with me to bring it into something different. But, like, yeah. I had this idea where, what if right after the accident, you know, Reed can't handle what happened? Like, he's having problems. He can't control, like, how his skin's moving or nothing like that. It starts to droop off of his face sometimes, and he can't, like, grab beakers or do experiments or anything anymore with his hands. Hell, he can't even get a glass of water out of the refrigerator. Like,
simple tasks he's struggling with.
He's having a problem, yeah. And he's going through a real dark time, and he sees that, like, Victor and Sue are getting close, and then that whole jealousy thing really starts to kick in because he doesn't feel like a man anymore. And so finally, Reed Richards fucking snaps, man. He loses it one day when they're all together in you know, the Fantastic Four building. Whatever the fuck that thing's called, I can't even remember.
I don't know. Your guess is
Baxter Building or something, I think. I don't know.
The Fantastic Four building.
It has a four on it. Nobody cares. Anyway, so so it's you know, Doom, it's Johnny Storm, and Namor's there. He sees it happen, too. And the Thing. And Reed snaps, man, and he fucking flings his arm across the room and grabs Sue by the throat and then rolls her back towards him, you know, so she's wrapped around his arm a whole bunch of times around her neck, and he's sitting there choking her, and they're, like, freaking out, you know, Johnny Storm flames on, and the Thing holds him back and tells him, you know, to, like, just wait, let's try and handle this, you know, and freaking Namor's there, and he's all like, holy shit, what's going on, and then Victor's like... You know, and I had this envision, like, a Victor being, instead of being scarred, he looks just fine. And when he goes to use his power, he gets coated in metal. So he's just, like, completely shiny. Instead of having, like, a Doctor Doom suit.
I'm down with that.
Right? So it's pretty, so I thought that would look really cool. And then, like...
Maybe if his face still looks kind of like the Doom face on, you know, traditional Doom.
Right. Like, he's got, like, a permanent scowl, and it's just, like, you know...
Yeah.
But, like, he's actually trying to be the voice of reason with Reed, man. And trying to calm Reed down. And Reed's telling him, he's like, no. He's like, I can't live like this. He's like, don't think I don't see how you two look at each other. And he squeezes her. And he squeezes her throat even tighter. And he's like, don't think I don't see it. And, like, and they're all telling him, yo, man, you can just calm down. He's like, calm down, Reed. And, like, they're trying to talk him down from it. And he goes, no. He goes, this life will never hold any meaning for me anymore. He's like, this was the only thing I had, and you've taken it from me. Everybody's taken it from me. And he's like, whoop. And he just, like, lets his arm unsnap, and it just starts spinning her fucking neck around, dude. And then he lets go, and her neck just fucking ching, just spins her head fucking all the way around, dude.
Clean off?
Just not clean off, but, like, just fucking whoop, just, like, whips it. It just starts going. And he drops her to the ground, and Johnny Storm goes to go at him, and he's like, and he flips his hand out at Johnny, and his fingers get real, real big and flat, and he just, boom, knocks him backwards, and Victor goes to hit him with the lightning, and he swirls around Victor and comes up and punches him in the jaw, and Namor's trying to grab him and pull him off, and his leg comes and wraps around Namor's waist and yanks Namor backwards, and he slams Namor into the ground, and then he goes jumping out of a window and goes flying towards the concrete, hits like a pancake, forms back together, and runs off down the alleyway.
Hell yeah.
And they're left there, and they become the Fantastic Four, and Reed Richards is a marked man. There's, like, wanted posters up for Sue Storm's murder and all of this shit, and, like, he becomes, you know, the Doom character, the mad crazy scientist that's out for revenge upon the world that he feels has done him wrong in some sort of way. Like, he's bent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's constantly creating all kinds of shit to, like, fight the Fantastic Four and kill the Fantastic Four. And he builds a fucking android that he sleeps with that looks like Sue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he puts, like, all her, you know, personality profiles and things into it. Yeah. Dark as fuck, yo. And then you brought up the idea of having it be like when the cosmic wave hits them, they get, like, a preview into another dimension and stuff like that, to where, like, that actually is a possible, you know, outcome.
Yeah, like, that happens to be
right.
It,
which I thought was really cool, because then, like, you know, at it goes through, and that's just a split second in time and reality, but it's this whole other world they get to glimpse. So that way, you know, you don't really piss off the five fanboys out there that are like, oh my god, you killed Sue Storm? No, dude, this is alternate reality. And at the end of it, it all snaps back. Like, there's like a panel where, like, you see all the memories and stuff, like, going back, like, into their heads and everything like that, like a big time warp.
Yeah.
And each of them remembers it when they're back on Earth, like, once the thing's over with. They all remember that life. And it profoundly affects the Fantastic Four for the rest of their days. How awesome is that? Marvel, give me a call, okay? Because, that is ridiculous. And it's way better than any of the shit you're throwing out for those guys right now. I hate to say it.
I'll say.
You know, well, he can say it. As a comic book fan, I'd like to see a Fantastic Four get gritty, man. I'd like to see some craziness. Oh, and for the movies, if you're going to reboot the movies and you're going to do it, I don't care if you got Michael B. Jordan as fan as the Human Torch and Kate Mara. None of that bothers me. What I really want is some good movies, and I've got what I believe to be the way the movies should go if they do a trilogy, which obviously they're probably going to do a trilogy. And it's first movie, Sub-Mariner. Who was their enemy for a while, like in the comics, before they, you know, he became a good guy. Atlantis rises up from the ocean because somebody's polluting the ocean where they're at and everything, and they think it's, you know, they're blaming the humans, so he's coming up to go to war.
Yeah.
So he starts going to war on the land, right? And come to find out by the end of the movie, it's Dr. Doom that's polluting it to try to kill off the Atlanteans. So he could, like, you know, go down there and basically take over their technology and their infrastructure, yeah, and stuff like that. So then Namor teams up with the Fantastic Four to take out Dr. Doom. That's movie one. Movie two, Invasion of the Skrulls.
There you go.
You got Super Skrull that can take all the Fantastic Four's powers. You could have a Skrull be the president. You know how they can change form?
Yeah.
So, like, a Skrull invades the White House. They've killed the president, and he's taken the president's spot. But it's a Skrull, and the Fantastic Four uncover that, and they're trying to, like, tell the government that this is what's going on. Nobody believes them and everything. They become enemies of the state because the Skrulls are, like, in control of the government now. And they have to try and, you know, fight their way through the Skrulls and make everybody believe them. That's fucking gold right there, buddy. You want to do a movie? Do that fucking movie. Then next you're going to give me...
That's movie number two.
Then next you're going to give me Fantastic Four with a real goddamn Galactus and Silver Surfer, and not no fucking cloud that comes down from the sky and scares a bunch of people with thunder and lightning. You're gonna give me fucking Galactus, and I'm talking Galactus. I'm talking this motherfucker is gonna come through. He's gonna smash part of the moon off as he comes toward the planet just for the fuck of it, because he's Galactus.
And he can.
And like the night sky, you just see the moon fucking shatter and shit just starts going out into space. Oh, what? And the Silver Surfer's coming right in front of them. Like,
and they're all doing the best that they can, but they can't beat Galactus. But then along comes Ghost Rider, played by not Nicolas Cage, but somebody else.
Anybody else.
And he saves the day, and Ghost Rider comes back. And
then you have a Ghost Rider movie after that.
That, and it's got to be a good Ghost Rider movie, please. Oh my gosh.
See, listen. Oh my god. You guys just need to listen to some comic book fans for once. Please stop doing these stupid movies. And I don't blame Marvel, because right now the movies that have been done haven't been done by those people. They've been done by Fox and Sony and, you know, people that didn't have Marvel's best interest in heart.
At all.
But, you know, once X-Men's back in the good hands of Marvel, Disney, once, you know, Ghost Rider and Daredevil's now back in their hands, maybe.
I'd like to see a good Daredevil.
Yeah, man, a good Daredevil, man. With, like, I don't know, like, they did the Kingpin, you know, like, oh, dude, you know what would be really awesome? A Deathlok movie. Like, they've put Deathlok into Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season, but I'd like to see a real fucking Deathlok movie, man. Deathlok would be awesome. Just this fucking dead guy cyborg, man. Trained merc killer. Like, oh, man. And make a Lobo movie. I know we already talked about it, but that would be really sweet, too.
Yes.
Hell yeah, man. Well, anyway, that's going to be... yeah, I said it for this week. We're going to be going to MegaCon here in a few weeks.
Woo!
And we're going to be doing that up, man. But other than that, I'm Jesse Shadoos.
Come on, Altash.
And we'll see you guys next week. Peace. I said it, I'm seeing it, I said it.